With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. GOP lawmakers acknowledge there's a chance a resolution to fine Attorney General Merrick Garland could pass this week. Speaker Mike Johnson says it's important that the Attorney General honors a subpoena issued by the House.
I'm for being as aggressive as possible with holding Merrick Garland accountable. It is a very important institutional concern that we have that a subpoena by the House must be complied with by the executive branch or anyone that a House issues a subpoena to.
Representative Ana Paulina Luna of Florida is expected to trigger a vote Wednesday on her resolution. The Department of Justice is blasting Hunter Biden and his lawyers. Biden's team requested a new trial last month in his gun case. Federal prosecutors responded saying Biden has a misunderstanding of appellate practice and failed to read prior court orders. Also at SRNNews.com, House Democrats seem split over the future of President Biden's candidacy. Representative Steve Cohen from Tennessee said Democrats are not on the same page and then added, quote, we are not even in the same book, end quote. The body of an American climber buried by an avalanche 22 years ago in Peru has been found. Ben Thomas has more.
Police in Peru say they've recovered the body of mountaineer Bill Stamfel on one of the highest peaks in the Andes Mountains. The 58-year-old was trying to climb the 22,000-foot Mount Huascaran with friends in 2002, when they were buried by an avalanche. His family knew there was little hope of finding him alive or even retrieving his body from the thick fields of snow and ice. But a group of high mountain rescue police and guides found Stample's body Friday near a camp some 17,000 feet above sea level. Word came as a shock to his children. Jennifer Stample says, your heart just sinks. For 22 years, she thought, Dad's part of the mountain, and he's never coming home.
This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Berlin take on Muslim terrorists.
The city has banned the red inverted triangle, which is a symbol used by Hamas and its supporters to mark its targets in both the digital realm and in graffiti. For example, Berlin Mayor Kai Wegner has been targeted for breaking up Palestinian protests. The words Kai will pay were painted on the city's free university under a red triangle. Federal lawmakers are considering a national ban in Germany as anti-Semitism surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas Supreme Court reaffirms its stance that the state constitution protects abortion. The court struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejected a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have explicitly reversed the court's ruling. This is SRN News. In spite of lackluster trading, Wall Street did produce some new records on Tuesday.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street after testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell provided little new guidance on the Fed's plans for when it might lower interest rates. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite each rose 0.1% Tuesday, adding to their recent records. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 52 points. That's about 0.1%. Helen of Troy, which makes Osprey and OXO products, sank nearly 28% after posting results that fell far short of forecasts. Treasury yields rose slightly in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.29%. Seth Sutel, New York.
House Republicans approved two bills rolling back Energy Department rules for home refrigerators and dishwashers. Republicans called the Biden administration rules expensive and also impractical. More details at srnnews.com.